Thank you all so much for those extraordinary words and remembrances of an absolutely extraordinary man. It was my great honor to know Jack just at the end of his life, these last 4 years. And yet I feel because of who he was and how generous he was in giving up himself, that I had known him for many decades. His extraordinary spirit and desire to connect with you was immediate from the first time I met him when he served on the search committee that called me to be rector here. I remember having dinner with him on the patio outside and just remarking in my mind what an extraordinary person he was to bring this life of travel and business and family and dedication to this church and passion for his friends all over the world, and yet have the extraordinary capacity to just be still with you. To sit with you in the garden having a glass of wine, and to feel that there was no one else in the world for Jack but you at that very moment. I love hearing the stories of Jack walking through the factory and greeting each person with that same level of intimacy and knowledge of who they are. Many of you probably know that Jack was passionate about reading the work of Thomas Merton. We see two of those readings in the bulletin today, and I encourage you to take them home with you and to keep them as part of this extraordinary man's gift to you. Maybe read more Merton yourself. Because I think towards the end of Jack's life, Merton's great call and teachings about solitude spoke to Jack very deeply. When he and I would have conversations as Margaret was approaching the end of her life, and then upon the heartbreaking news of Jack's diagnosis with cancer, he said to me one day, very simply and succinctly as he was wont to do, "Libby, I'm very sad, but I'm not scared." From there, we had a long conversation about how he managed his days. And a huge part of each day was talking to his loving family, connecting with you all over dinner. I think Father Mark Anschutz called Jack a casserole magnet. But a huge part of Jack's day was spent in silence. The psalm he chose for his service, Psalm 46, I think the part that spoke most deeply to him was the phrase, "Be still and know that I am God." Jack learned so deeply the power of being still. And in that place, as Jesus tells us in the gospel lesson, knowing God and being known by God, in that silence, in that solitude, whether sitting in the chair in his sunroom and reading Merton and praying, walking the dog, sitting and having a glass of wine, doing these activities as acts of solitude and silence brought Jack an extraordinary peacefulness that I think many of you had the privilege of experiencing in these last few months. He learned how to be still after decades of doing so much for so many people. He learned how to bring himself completely into the presence of God and to feel himself so dearly beloved of God. he said to me one day when we were talking about this, he said, "You always preach about us being beloved children of God." And at first I thought that was just a weird Southern thing that you liked to do since I was from Virginia. He said, "But now I get it. I am beloved of God." And for this incredibly brilliant Yankee to say that, I burst into tears. Be still in your own lives during this time of grief. It's our habit to rush in and to fill anything uncomfortable or painful or fearful or heartbreaking with activity or thoughts or noise of any kind. But like Jack, if we can allow ourselves the gift of stillness, however that might look in your lives, if you can give yourself that little bit of space, maybe just beginning with 2 minutes a day, and holding yourself open to God in that way, you will meet God. Because God knows you, and you know God, and in the stillness, you will feel the comfort of God's presence. So part of Jack's legacy, part of the gift of Jack in all of our lives, is that he is connected to all of you. Connected, remembered, as his brother Jim said, and still present to us when we can make space for that stillness. As you move into these days and weeks and months of leading your lives without the presence of this extraordinary friend, brother, father, grandfather, beloved one, may God fill you with that sense of spaciousness and peace that comes when we can let ourselves be still. May you experience Jack and all of the blessings that he showered into your lives during those moments of stillness. And know that we will all always be connected to him in those places.